Drive
959.
Making you laugh so hard.
No. You drop your phone.
Oh my God.
Blowing up your rhythm and beat.
Yeah. Lynn.
Amozo.
And Skumba.
Live on the radio.
Kaya.
On the street.
On the air.
So we were meant to say, to give you a time check at 4 minutes after four. But because we respect our listeners and our Kaizer Chiefs fans, we skipped it 4 minutes past four. That's why we are giving you the time check now at 13 minutes past four.
Past four, yeah.
Because we're good people. We love you. Kellys and CeeLo Brown, Little Star.
All right, we've got the 360 coming up. Make sure that you give us a call right now so that you be able to play and be on our list, our guest list. We have a huge party that you're going to be throwing this year.
Rooftop
type of vibe. You want to be part of it. You want to be part of the people that get an invite to come to that party. So, yeah, it's 063-688-0959 if we're sending us a voice note. Or, yeah, we're going to go to the
Make it make sense.
Well, time is perfect for this one. Does Black Friday work for or against consumers? I'm sure you may have noticed not discounts range from crazy price cuts to deals that aren't really deals at all, making many wonder if the whole reason is just false hype. Listen, I'm one of those people who are always looking for a discount. And you know, I always say, Oksalayo, I didn't get it at 15,000 rand, but I got it at 9,000 rand. Because I guess, as a business person, you still want to make money. Yeah. And chances are, if a product is being sold at 15,000 rand, and then you give me a discount to say, no, you're selling it at 9,000 rand, and I buy it and I'm happy, the business person is still going to make a profit. Because you just don't know how much money they
got it for.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
These are games, but hey, I love it. I'll go for anytime there's a sale, I'm going for it. Oksalayo ang patalanga I 15k.
But at the same time, when it comes to Black Friday, do you think it's just mind games, or it's something that is real? We're getting these discounts that they are telling us that we're getting.
Yeah, that's the question we're hoping to answer today. Especially because I don't have anybody in my personal life who actually has the time to watch the prices throughout the year. Because that's the advice. You must watch the price of how much that flat screen is worth in March, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Track how it moves with inflation and things like that. And then closer to Black Friday, see if some of these retailers aren't pushing the price up only to then claim it's a discount on Black Friday by bringing it down again.
Because I think they're smart as well in that they know December is around the corner.
Yeah,
and we are excited. Petama bonus.
The
festive season is here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you take full advantage of that.
So hopefully there are people who are watching these very closely, and we've invited one of them here onto Drive 959. Her name is Esther Oosh, a product head at FNB's Integrated Advice, and joins us now via our telephone line. Esther, hello. Welcome to Kaya 959.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for having me. I love your quiz that you started with about watching the prices, because that was exactly what I was going to tell them.
Okay. I suppose then that answers our first question, because I was going to ask you whether that's the advice. Like, is there no other way around this?
Yeah, listen, I mean, obviously, so first of all, let's start that Black Friday, first of all, used to be like one day of sales. It now turns out...
Oh, what a pity. Looks like we've lost our connection to
I think that, that line went straight to Black Friday. Line is like, me, I'm going straight to Black Friday.
Yeah, because I think initially, it was led by the Americans.
Yeah.
It was just a one-day thing. South Africa, we know how to remix things. Black Friday for 2 months.
Hey, and right now we're getting messages to say Black Friday is on the 25th of November, but it's 22.
Hi, Bo.
Yeah. Like we'll start on the 22nd, 23rd, so you can come in earlier and get your things before 8:25. We actually have Black Friday. So that's what happens right now.
But hurry before stocks
last.
While stocks last.
So when it starts on the right date, on the 25th, something that you could have bought for 20 rand because you were in a hurry, because they said buy while it lasts, you bought it for 40 rand and then you're upset.
But at the same time, I want to find out to our listeners, do they even take advantage of Black Friday?
They do.
That's what I wanted to know as well. Have any of you bought major appliances because it was Black Friday? I once landed up with what I thought was a good deal for a dishwasher, and I never actually bothered to go back and check.
Was it a good deal or not?
Was it a good deal or not? But there is, even those of us, and Glenn reckons I'm pretty frugal, and I don't know where he gets that, but even for us, Black Friday comes with a lot of temptations, and you convince yourself sometimes that you need certain things.
When you don't.
Yeah.
You know? So. Maybe you have bought some things on Black Friday, but when you look back, you're like, there was no reason. There was no reason for me to buy this plate, because the plate I know was all of the scissors. There's no reason.
Yeah.
Or
certain
drinks.
Like I said, it's just excitement, and you know, it's so easy to resist adverts because they look so cool. They look so good. And whatever product you see on TV, it also looks so easy to operate, right?
Yeah.
Up until you buy it.
Yeah, no. So let's get back to our chat. Esther, apologies about that. It seems our line dropped as you were giving us, hopefully, value for money in the form of the advice you're giving. You were still explaining to us just the thinking around Black Friday and how South interpreted it.
Yeah, absolutely. And apologies for that. It seems to have my line dropped. Yeah, so I mean, Black Friday traditionally is a very American thing that literally one day in the States, it goes crazy. You get huge discounts. But in South Africa, we seem to make it this whole month of sales. So, you know, the important thing I'd like to suggest to you, your listeners today, is don't get rushed into a decision. So it's not like you have one day to make a decision. So really think about that. And, you know, I do agree that you do need to do your research about the prices. But something that I'm quite keen on is you can get good deals on Black Friday, but you do need to do your research. And the second thing that I'd like to suggest to your listeners today is something called a today, tomorrow, next week limit. You know, I'm going to use examples here. If an item is less than $100 and you've got the money in your budget, buy it today. If the item is less than $300, and you've got the money, wait until tomorrow to buy it. And then, of course, if it is more than $300, wait until next week to buy it. So, you know, it sort of takes that little bit of impulsive spend out of the equation. And it also takes that hype out of the equation of, I need to spend the money now.
How do you arrive at that figure? I mean, you're using 300 as a 100 as a 100 example today. But how do people kind of decide where their threshold is?
It depends entirely. So, you know, as someone that is earning and has maybe a little bit more disposable income might have a slightly higher amount. Someone that's got slightly less disposable income could be 50 rand. But something that they're comfortable with, and, you know, if it does turn out to be a bad decision, that they can, you know, not sort of write it off. I would say probably to the cost of a takeaway meal might be a sort of your today limit.
Interesting stuff indeed. And I wonder if, like, from your own observations, you reckon the idea of extending Black Friday into a week actually works, like people typically buying more because it's a longer time for the special, or would one day do it because the people who are eyeing this are probably going to go at it on the first day in any case?
No, so I think that there's a sort of a mixed bag. You get people that really are, and I mean, I've seen a lot of the retailers that's coming out with some good deals at the moment, but that is, if you've got to know what is a good deal. So if you do see a good deal and you see that the retailer's got it, take advantage of it now, but we do see that upsurge on the Friday or Black Friday.
Makes sense. All right, Esther Ush, thanks very much indeed.
Before our guest leaves,
all right,
why can't we include cars and houses when it comes to Black Friday?
Thank you.
I mean, I'd like to buy more properties. Hello.
Well, listen, I think property is an awesome idea because that's such a wealth creation opportunity.
Right.
It really is. I mean, if you're buying property, you're just increasing your balance sheet all the time. So that's a great idea. Cars is a little bit of a different story, but if you do buy a car, just make sure it's within your budget.
Thank you so much.
Esther Ush with FNB. He's in fact the product head of Integrated Advice. Once again, thanks very much indeed.
Make it make sense.
This song reminds me of a certain song, man. Stand by a Female. The song I'm talking about is over 10 years old. I cannot just remember the title of that song. But this one is also great. It's not Monet, it's Monet.
Today, no one is correcting us.
No, it's very peaceful.
Like we are having so much fun. Whatever that you say, if it sounds wrong, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute.
Like no one told us it's not Victoria Monet, my name. No, it's right.
I mean, my thing is like, correct me when I make mistake about a place and time. The rest.
Speaking of Black Friday, last year I bought a 58-inch TV. I managed to save 3,000 rands, of which I've been doing window shopping since July. So I was not ripped because I've been following the trend, how the prices are. So even right now, I see there's a sound bar that goes for 2.7, whereas earlier on, it was 5,000. So I'm still shopping around just to be sure if this is the cheapest price. Thanks.
Funny you speak about Black Friday. I mean, I've been looking at a treadmill. So, I know. I've been looking at a treadmill. It's been 10K from June. Yeah, man, I'm a treadmill. Man, like today, basically, I'm coming from game because I'm in a microwave. I saw it's at 6,000, man. I'm like, yo. Now I'm a treadmill. It's been at 10, like, you know, the cheapest one, it's been at 10. I'm like, yeah, I think among us, I'm in 10K. Now it's at 699. So, yeah, born. I mean, 7K. I mean, 3,000.
Listen, my brother, I'm praying for you, and I hope you'll use that treadmill. You see how much I love gym?
Yeah.
I can never train at home. Never. It's like when you jump out of bed, already there's a training machine next to you. So, I'm tandazela lo. Now the treadmill ego sale for 6,000. It's not gonna happen.
I was trying to say plug.
Yeah. For a week.
You gotta plug it.
Yeah.
Actually, I have got gym like equipment.
I'm telling you.
I've never used that again.
Well, totally couldn't wanna look up his wire.
Kaya Sport.
It is time for the trivia for today. Sequa standing in. Wow, she's going to be so mad. Because I just know he's not going to get it right. This is one black man who does not watch any soccer whatsoever, whether it be the PSL, NFL, Premier League, La Liga, it does not matter. This man would rather just watch Formula One.
You'll be shocked.
Thank you. Yeah, you might guess right. Okay.
Exactly.
The question for today is, because we were talking about Miguel Delaney, he brought in a lot of those Arsenal players, some of them very pricey. And I want to find out from you, since July 2019, that's around the same time that he joined Arsenal, which club has spent the most from that July 2019 to now?
Yeah.
Is it Arsenal? Is it Manchester City? Is it Manchester United? Or is it Chelsea?
I'll go with Chelsea
for you, Glenn Lewis.
I'll go with Chelsea.
Hold on. I'll go with Arsenal.
Nice one.
Something says Chelsea. Because of,
of
the reasons that I'm thinking of.
Yes. Are you going to go with Chelsea?
But something at the same time says Manchester City.
Because of all the money.
Yeah, with all the scandals
and everything. That's happening there.
Let's go for Man City.
Man City for you.
Just
okay.
Just a good time.
Okay.
But something says Chelsea.
Which thing?
Something says Chelsea.
No. When he says something, you must respect it. When he says that.
Something says Chelsea, I promise you. But Man City.
Okay. 063-688-0959.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive 959 on the street, on the air, in full swing. It's a Monday afternoon. Hope you had a great weekend. We are good. Good, good, good. Whatever happened over the weekend is done, guys. We've moved on. Say la vie. Hi, ya, ya, ya. Yeah, today on Make It Make Sense, in case you've just tuned in, we're chatting about Black Friday, which is upon us. Does Black Friday work for or against consumers? And for me, yeah, sometimes there's a guy who got a discount for a TV. He says he got a discount of 3,000 rand. And I'm like, did the person who sold him the TV lose out? I don't think so. That person still made a profit.
Yeah.
How much, we don't know. But, you know, those are the games that we play when it comes to sale.
Yeah, there's no way that they're going to make a sale for them to lose money.
No.
Yeah. There is no way.
No. And sometimes when these company shops have a sale, is because they're expecting a new stock.
Mm.
So they want to get rid of the old stock.
So they have to clear it out, yeah.
You know, and it does not necessarily mean that they are losing money. When someone is losing money and they're selling something, is when the business has gone bad and they have to shut down the business. Do you know what I mean? So that's the way we go. Tsikwe?
I think Black Friday works for consumers, but us as consumers, we need to know how to balance it when it comes to Black Friday. Don't buy unnecessary stuff. Go for the good deals and things that you know that you will use in the long run. Not because it's at a lower price, you just buy it.
I mean, I think Black Friday is a scam now. I think initially it was beneficial, but as it got popular, it just became a huge scam. I remember this one year, I went to Game Bengfuna a camera, a digital camera. And when I got there, on the big Black Friday price, let's say it's 2,000. And then, so I asked the guy, hey, I'm not seeing this camera on the shelf. Can you check for me if there's stock? He takes the price then on the empty space. But then when he removes that one, the pink one, Kanti, there's a white one at the back that is the original price, which is the exact same amount. That's when I realized,
on this Black Friday issue, personally, I've never been a fan of this Black Friday issue. I've never followed it that much. But currently, Umede Menzin wants to renovate the kitchen and stuff. And now, kufunakama oven, nama hobs. So there's this one she was talking about. So I'm currently like following this thing and see what Black Friday is of Imali. Currently, I know how much it's worth. I'm hoping it's good by the time try Black Friday.
Hey, Sam, you are under pressure. My phone.
If they want something, in charging. You must carry
it. Happens.
At the same time, renovating a house of it. I'm telling you now. Like, renovating a house is not cheap. Eh?
No, it's not.
Started painting the pagwam. And among poor killing, it doesn't. I should tell a pen until I'm coming up a day and I four. Then I'm going to pay day 12. That is before labor. Now we are changing this. Like, listen, the pen is, I said, I said, I said, I said, I said,
so the guy who was doing the painting, did you consult him first as to how many buckets do you need?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I knew what I want.
Big banger.
I didn't contact him. I don't think he knew
na
go to Funama Paratenga.
Yes.
Because I'm out of my secas. They're not professional painters. I'm out of yes, I'll child brush. A grand. Then some funuk pen, ask one of us cool. Done. Funama Paratenga. I ask God to know what.
That's a no good question.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Take me home.
On Drive 959.
Whoa, shut down and get your eagle on, girl.
Yo, shut down. Get your eagle on, girl. Because I'm a fetch on the Tivotage, you get this.
Just nailing it.
Take me home.
On Drive 959.
Never in the history of Take Me Home has I ever saw a score, isn't you?
Such domination.
Get in the mirror. It's 90%.
Yeah.
Yo. Never, angaze. It has never happened.
How is not? It didn't make it to the semifinals of the Black Label.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Getting 90%. This past weekend, I think 10:50.
Yes.
It was his birthday because I saw Kevin Hart posting something about it. But the Angle Mac is not doing really good right here on Take Me Home. We can go on X and let's make history today. Let's keep it at 90-95% and see which is in Zagaland.
Kaya Traffic.
452 on Drive 959 on a Monday afternoon. Are you ready? We're ready.
Kaya 360 Challenge on Drive 959.
All right, on a Monday, just before Njengzo Pelua or Ogushao 500, just go for.
Yeah.
Where are we for that cleansing?
Okay, we are in Fos Loras.
Fos Loras.
We've got Rodzani.
Fos Loras.
Yeah, Fos Loras.
Wait,
hotel
number 4.
Fos Loras. And we've got Lesedi in Pretoria. Pretoria ko Mahlangeng, which that's where Sundowns is from.
All right.
Go Pretoria.
No, yeah, Sundowns.
Yeah.
Rodzani and Lesedi. Right, then go winning our rules.
So, Rodzani and Lesedi, are you here? Are you listening?
Yes, okay.
Kumba is going to ask you a series of questions. Some might be multiple choice questions. And please give Skumba to finish the question. Then you can answer. And when you answer, you shout out your name. For you to qualify to be on the Kaya Drive 959 VIP list, at least you need to get 2 questions right.
Aye.
You left your job.
All right, question number 1, multiple choice. Which Kaya Weekend show was broadcasting live from the African Bank Soweto Marathon on Sunday? Was it Thomas in the Morning or Touch of Soul with Uncle T?
Lesedi. Thomas.
All right, just here.
The African Bank Soweto Marathon. On the street, on the air, with myself, Thomas in the morning.
Yeah! We love it in the morning. All right, talking about the African Bank Soweto Marathon, how long did it take for Tsikwe to finish the 42 kilometers?
Rodzani. 6 hours.
That's not my normal time. I want to verify that. That's not my normal time.
We don't care. It took you the whole day.
Yeah, basically.
Not my normal time.
It's 1-1, Glenn. It's 1-1.
Ntinti.
Hey. All right, question number 3. Multiple choice. What is the official currency of Angola? The official currency of Angola. Is it the Angolan dollar or the Angolan kwanza?
Lesedi. Angolan dollar.
Unfortunately, it's Angolan kwanza.
You don't know kwanza.
But hey,
kwanza.
We are still on 1-1. That means we go to tiebreaker question. Which will 2025 be a leap year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Rodzani.
Yes.
2025 will be a leap year. According.
Yes.
No, it won't be. The next leap year will be the year 2028. It's still 1-1, then.
It's still 1-1. Yes.
Right, I'm going to give you the most simplest question ever. Name the score.
Skumba hasn't asked the question.
Give us the answer, Rodzani.
It's 4-0.
Good day,
guys.
Congratulations, Rodzani.
Yay!
Skumba, I was a stupid, man. I was a stupid.
Listen, you don't know how to turn. You can always come back and play with us. Rodzani, congratulations, Rodzani. Everyone knows the score, and we know what score we're talking about.
Right now, it's 4:05.
Mina, I think those prices are already inflated. Whatever that you see, it's probably close to the actual price that thing is supposed to be sold for. But because Vele, we will never know. They make it seem like Vele, these are discounts. And obviously, you'll feel also now that it's a discount, because you used to buying things at higher price. So yeah, you'll feel like it's a winning situation.
I think Black Friday works for consumers, but us as consumers, we need to know how to balance it when it comes to Black Friday. Don't buy unnecessary stuff. Go for the good deals and things that you know that you will use in the long run. Not because it's at a lower price, you just buy it.
Good afternoon. On the topic of your Black Friday, I don't undeezy on Black Friday because I have proven it to myself. Actually, it is not that cheap. Guys, they just said it's cheap, it's less. Then they'll say from 15,900 to 9,900. Actually, the correct price is 9,900. So,
Andizi. Hi, yabona yona iBlack Friday. Mawucheka kahle ezinye zimnandi mina. Ngifelwe ifriji, insurance yami yangibhayizisa. Ngitshela ukuthi abo mawear and tear ngoba bakhona ukuthola iproblem. Ngathi Black Friday, nayi LG knock knock. Ku 61,000 bathi 40. Hayi, azange ngisayeke, ngavele ngawa nayo. So yeah, ngipopile.
Simple advice, and I agree with tracking the item that you want to buy. Say over a period of time, make sure that by the time it's on supposed special, that the price is indeed lower. You don't necessarily have to track it for months. You can also do things online, just do a quick comparison, but also monitor sites where these specials have been carried. Look at customer feedback and comments and complaints. But here's what I can tell you, if you could wait for up to a year before you buy it, you probably can do without it on that specific day. Just wait it out and or wait until the tail end of the specials when the retailers are trying to clear their floors, and you might get it at an even price. Just simple advice. But if you're investing in a long-term big ticket item, suppose the price would not matter, just shop around for the best deal. But if it's something that you're going to use, say, over a couple of weeks, couple of days, a few months, look, I mean, just take a view and bite the bullet and go for it. That's
yeah, that would be January, actually. That would be January, beginning of the year. Mm. January, February, there. I'm sure you can get real discounts. But also, my appeal is when you go on a date, can you ask for Black Friday when you go on a date?
How?
Instead of umutatengi champagne, atengi something. Yeah, well, you understand where I'm coming from. Instead of someone buying an expensive meal, which I suspect is Black Friday, please. Let's share a meal. Let's share a pizza together.
On a date.
Yeah, it's a Black Friday. So if you have a date, guys, take advantage of Black Friday as well and ask for a Black Friday discount.